an old can or something or other.
Well, did they ever say that, and did they have to grease them?
Yeah, they had to grease them. Mm-hmm. My brother, he took his into a fellow by the name of Anderson and had him to fix an old T model, and he tightened the rods tied in it that would slide the wheels, and he's supposed to be a good protector.
It turned out he wasn't, was it?
Well, it was so tight, and it was them Mer Babbitt bearings in that old T model, and he just couldn't even. Well, the wheels would just slide when he'd put it in gear. It was that tight. Yeah, it didn't last very long until he had them bearings burnt out of it.
Well, if a person was like working on a car and got grease all over their hands, they'd say that their hands were all
greasy.
And in talking about the lamps that they'd have before they had electricity, what did they burn in them?
Coal oil. We'd run out of coal oil, and it was bound to make about 6 cents a gallon, or maybe 10 cents a gallon. And we'd run out of it sometimes and have to make a grease light.
Oh, you would?
Oh. And I'd take old strings, just like this cloth here, tear it in strings and twist it like that. One, get over one end of it and twist it. And then we'd take the ends of them like this and hold them together then. And then they'd turn, pull that down there straight, turn it loose, and then you'd just twist and make like a little rope. And then you'd cover it up in grease and just light the one end of it there, and they'd just sit there and burn. Just, we'd eat supper, if we got up early, we'd eat breakfast by it. And then we called them grease lights.
Well, of course, if you were talking about with electric lights, you'd say that the thing that burns in them is a...
Well, you mean the thing that burns
in
them?
Yeah, one of those you'd call that.
Well, we just always called it electric light.
Mm-hmm. And then that particular, like that one right there, that one thing hanging down, you call that thing a...
bulb.
And inside, of course, like in a modern day car, they don't have fillers on the inside. What do you call what they have on the inside of those kind of tires?
No, they call them. You mean
inside,
on the inside of the tire?
Yeah.
That'd be a tube.
And if a person had just built a boat and they were about to put it in the water, you'd say that they were going to get ready to put one in the water for the first time.
All I ever heard was they were going to put it in the water.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard
anybody
say they were
going to
launch it?
No. I don't never recollect that. Of just a common little old boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of a boat would a person use to go fishing on, just on a small lake?
You can use a flat bottom boat, or you can use the Indian type, the round bottom boat. I don't like to get in one of them.
I don't think I would either. That's the kind that's easy to...
They raw too much.
Yeah.
But they say you can't turn them over though at all.
Oh, really?
And they do a lot of canoeing over here on Mulberry. They've got just a canoe.
Yeah.
I don't know what the things cost, but they'll go way up there on the other side of the cast, and they'll start down them canoeing there and float plumb on down to Turner Bend there, and I guess clean on down into Mulberry. Beats anything.